Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
9 years ago this month, we met a beautiful, highly intelligent lady named Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's become our social media guru and my social media expert. And Kathy, happy anniversary, baby. Thanks for 9 great years.
Thank you. Happy to have it. been experiencing this.
How about that?
You.
We've had some fun, haven't we?
We have.
Well, thank you for 9 great years. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. You know the drill. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. If you got any complaints, send all letters to me. Kathy, KathyPerry.com, right? Kathy with a K, Perry
yes.
with a P.com. And you can find her, the book that she co-authored there and all the things she does for people like me, my small business. So, Kathy, let's talk about Facebook. What are we going to do with Facebook?
Well, Facebook and Instagram. Well,
what are we going to do with Facebook?
You know what? I think they're going to do it to themselves, actually.
Who told you that first?
You did. So
11 years ago.
You have a crystal ball.
11 years ago, I started warning people. I said, use them and abuse them, but do not trust them. In 08, I started saying that. And And I've never said anything that was more true, came true more than that. Anyway. So what's the advice on?
Well, the latest thing that I think is of interest is they have a new patent that could put ads into your private messages. You know, they're looking for places to put ads because. Obviously, the newsfeed's getting full.
That's what pays the bills.
And it does pay the bills. And then Messenger, they started, putting messages or ads on Messenger. But now, right into the middle of a private message. So, say you're having a conversation with somebody.
You think they're not reading or listening to, right? You think it's just you and me.
Oh, no, they are. They are listening.
Yeah.
And based on what your private message keywords are, so, you know, I think in their example, in their patent, they use the Grand Canyon. Say you're having a conversation with someone about the Grand Canyon, and then an advertisement about the Grand Canyon.
You know this is in my book that's been out 2 years, right, Kathy?
Yes. Yes, I do.
This is.
You said this
folks,
was coming.
If you read the book, this is the post hoc, ut prius part of section four. I mean of section two, in episode five. The ut prius post hoc.
There you got it.
Set part of it. It's the same thing. I mean, it's amazing.
Yep.
What they're doing. I mean, think about that, folks.
So
you think you're off on your own here with somebody else having a private conversation. All of a sudden. Up pops up something you
Here's
guys were talking
ad.
About.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then the other thing they just announced is they're changing the name. They're adding the name from Facebook on Instagram and WhatsApp. So now all the Instagram apps will say Instagram from Facebook and then WhatsApp from Facebook. So they're making
powered
sure that their
Facebook.
Branding of Facebook is showing up everywhere.
Yeah, powered by Facebook. Powered by Facebook. Absolutely.
Powered
well,
by
and,
Facebook.
And that's smart. I mean, I think from a business standpoint, I don't blame them for that. If I owned them, it would be powered by Jim. No, I don't have a problem with that.
The interesting thing about that, though, is it, you know, I mean, they're getting a lot of scrutiny from the government right now about, you know, their... all of their business adventures and how they're doing business.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of is like, we don't care what you think. We're doing this and
That's
we're
right.
doing that. And we're buying up all these companies. And, you know, so it, it's an interesting environment. They're also putting ads into the marketplace a lot more, for helping figure out new ways for businesses to have ads in the marketplace. So, you know, Facebook
is it still a good place
trying to leverage.
Is it still important for small business owners to be advertising on Facebook?
Yep. It absolutely is. I mean, they still have billions, you know, of people.
Can I give you full disclosure? I had a boat to sell, and my nephew, who's a pro fisherman, said, "I'll sell your boat." I said, "How are you gonna do it?" He said, "I'm gonna put it up on Facebook." He put it up on Facebook, and that's how we sold the boat. From somebody who lived 100 miles away, wouldn't have known about me otherwise.
It's true. So, you know, it's still a viable place to be, but you need to be aware of the fact that your conversations aren't private. The information is going to be to advertisers, and just be aware of what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, you just can't sit there, folks. You can't type something into anything on your screen. And please don't get the idea that this is, you know, that you've got any privacy. This isn't like passing a note, you know, in school. well, maybe it is like passing a note when the teacher picks it up, right?
But it's letting a lot more people know.
yeah, that you're not whispering in someone's ear, folks. They're watching. It's Big Brother and Big Corporate all together. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back after the break. Her website is kathyperry.com. My website, so jimblassingame.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and thethirdingredient.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.